And welcome into Bros Podcast. We are doing our first episode in the Bros Podcast, and I think I have invited the concept of creating the Bros Podcast. It was because there's quite different reasons, but again, you are looking at me strange already, Pesco. We just started,
bro,
you
know. Bro, you have to introduce us. We're just here like, yes, you know, like potatoes just sat here.
Yeah. Sorry. So let me introduce. Should everyone do their own introduction? I think that would be cool. So Pesco, okay, yeah, start. All do right. Your own introduction.
Sko. First of all, it's Sko, it's not Pesco.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's all right, brother. Sorry.
I like Pesco.
Bro, you've better. Known me for 17 years. Sko. Is it 17? No, it's not that.
No, it's not. I've been here for like 11 years.
Okay, 10 years, no, I know
10
you.
10 years, yeah.
10 years, 10 years.
10 years, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so how do I do this? Do I just look in the camera?
Well, it's a start. It's okay. A starting point.
Hello, my name is Sko. I am from Manchester.
Is tell your okay? Address so whatever you say, people can actually find you.
No. So I'm Sko. These two are my mates. So we just started this podcast, you know, because we always sat down talking shit. So we thought, hey, why not do it online? Talk shit online. So,
you know, Abby, just with your shit, you want to share the shit with everyone else?
I want to share it. Like, sometimes we talk about good stuff, man.
No, it's true. It's
sometimes,
true.
You know.
I think we do talk about good stuff as well. I mean,
most of the time it's shit, though.
But I don't think it's shit. I think it's just depending off the perspective, really.
It's just three guys having fun. just chilling. Just chilling, you know, like talking, three best mates.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I think that could work. I think that could work for the podcast. But yeah, so my name is Nikolai, guys. That's it.
I have a nickname.
No.
Yeah, what's your nickname?
What's your nickname?
He thinks he's smart.
I can't tell you my nickname. Because if I tell you my nickname, you might fall in love. Don't want that. So I need to put the limit.
No. Come on. We have to say the nicknames.
No, it's Nico.
Nico.
Yeah,
Nico.
Yeah, Nico. Just say Nico. What is your nickname?
My nickname, Oddly Good Rice.
Good Rice.
Why Good Rice?
Because everybody likes rice, isn't it? So everybody likes me.
Everybody likes Good Rice.
You know, that's giving me like a Playboy vibe. Yeah. Down there.
No, not Playboy.
No,
everyone likes Rice.
Probably.
He's like an open line.
No.
My name is Rice.
Everybody wants
Good Rice.
Everybody likes
Good
Rice.
Yeah. I think we've been speaking about creating that podcast for quite a long time. And I think my motivation behind it and even call it Bros Podcast is because, again, looking at young people and how things have changed, man.
Things have changed a lot, bro.
It's a lot because I remember in my time, if I had a beef with an elder friend of mine, we would fight, like a hand. You know what I mean? You punch me punches and that's it. We'll never
match it.
You just grab maybe a small stone or something like that and throw it. But nowadays, kids are taking guns to the streets.
Knives, bro. In the UK, knives, bro. Knives.
Yeah, in England, it's knives. In Portugal, it's gun. They take it to the next level. I just think that it's good. I think it's good to kind of come back to a room where we can kind of just talk about our stories.
So you want to help, like, knife crime, gun crime with a podcast?
I mean, well, if he helps indirectly or directly, I don't know. But I just felt like we want to talk about what he's meant to.
We just want to have a good time.
Yeah, have a good time.
Have a good time. Give some knowledge if we have any. If we have money to give.
That's true. That's
you know, just have fun. You know, like, hey, chill. Like, three friends, you know, just chilling, talking.
Yeah, and I think things have changed so much. I mean, just the fact that now everyone has a phone. I remember when I was growing up, maybe at 9 years old, 10 years old, I didn't have a phone. I remember that to call to Africa and things like that, we had to kind of just go outside.
Yeah, go to a coffee shop.
And
or give the cop some
coins.
Often with our moms, the coins will be gone quick. He's like,
you
speak very quick. You pick up the phone. We got problems.
Money, money, money.
That was the communication, you know?
It's true. It's true, bro. It's true. How old are you, if you don't mind asking?
Old enough.
I know how old you are, but you want to tell the people?
Yeah.
Because we're talking about, like, we're all in the 90s.
Yeah, we 90s.
We were born in the 90s.
I'm remotely.
Are you the 80s?
80s.
You 80, you old, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was his birthday yesterday. No, no, when was it? 2 days ago?
2 days ago, no.
Are you still 3 days ago?
Oh, wait,
Friday.
I know I have 5th of November, isn't
it? Yeah.
So I did about 6 days ago.
But you went to Paris on Friday?
Yeah, I went Friday, but my birthday was on Wednesday.
Oh, okay, so you delayed the birthday?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I love how people can do that. Oh, I'll delay my birthday till next week. How can you delay the date? Like, the date is already gone. Like, I think we need to delay it.
I think it's more matching desire life with real life. Yeah. So you just delay the
way it works till the money comes in so I can book the holiday.
But that's actually a serious thing because there is people that they turn 30 and 40s and things like that and they're like, I'm going to celebrate next year.
Yeah, they ask when me every year.
When they ask me all the time how old I am. I'm 26.
You're 26. In what planet?
In each leg.
In what planet?
26.
In each leg, yeah?
In Africa.
In Africa. Oh, okay.
But that's the thing as well. You know, a lot of people from... That is the concept, especially in Portugal, that sometimes we used to play with kids that...
I did. I was 18 years old and I was playing with the kids, 10 years old kids.
Wait.
Bro, you can't see that kind of shit on here, bro. No, we just started. We don't want to get canceled.
One day I did. I went to the tournament, yeah? I was 14 old.
What the fuck did you say?
I was 18 because I was small, yeah?
Yeah.
Small people always.
The coach just came to me and said, you are a good goalkeeper. You just put your hat. And then put that dress, you're going to look like a kid. So come with us. We need a goalkeeper. I went there. The people over there, they start shouting, oh, this goalkeeper is not
old. But how did you... Okay, that doesn't make sense. How did you, being 18, you could fit within 10? I mean,
bro,
15,
was a small guy.
Because I was a small guy.
You're a beer, bro.
Man, that time I just shaved, innit?
Just shaved.
And then I put my hat like that, and they were like walking in the fucking.
Bro, is this guy bullshitting?
No, I'm not joking.
Where was this?
Was in Portugal.
Everything happens in Portugal.
Yeah. And then everybody starts shouting, that goalkeeper is definitely not 10 years old. He's not definitely 10 years old.
But that guy
is older than me.
But that's a big gap, you know what I mean?
Yeah, bro.
Eight years, bro.
I did.
Did the other people get pissed off?
Of course.
So what did they do to you?
Did you guys win the tournament?
No, we didn't.
They even lost, bro.
So you're actually alive. You're actually when I 18 years old. When you're 10 years old.
I was a goalkeeper.
Well, that's why you lost.
No, I was really good.
My lost.
The thing is,
what was it?
No, because my coach has said, sometimes let them score because...
Yeah, I think you did that too many times.
Too many times, bro.
How did you being 18,
bro,
age to be a professional player?
I know.
And then you but still lost within 10 years
old. I was too small.
Oh, so you couldn't get to the ball?
No.
You know, that's the worst idea ever. If the guy's gonna cheat, get someone's soul.
Bro. The kid's parents, they start shouting, this guy's
older than me. Did they not beat you up?
Huh?
Did they not beat you up?
Of course, everybody was complaining.
No, did they punch you in the face?
No, nobody did.
Bro, he was 18.
I would, bro. My son is playing like some guy shows up 18.
Bro.
Yeah, but how would you know? Oh, you know, you can't confirm it.
Bro, yeah, come on, you would know.
How?
10 and
how?
18, bro.
How? It's a big gap. It's a big gap,
bro. And that's like,
what I know, when I was going to the pitch, yeah, the way I walk, yeah, everybody was saying straight away, that guy's not dead, yeah.
He looks like a man.
But why did you agree to it anyway? What
bro,
did you get?
Anything, a goalkeeper, is it?
Did they pay you? Or?
No, it was for fun.
Just for fun.
That's some
kind of fun. It was like a kind of tournament, like a Towns tournament, you know, like Bolton against Southampton.
Yeah, that's a big game, too, bro. That's a big game.
Yeah, but I did.
This guy's dodgy.
This guy, this guy is dodgy, bro. This guy. That's why he's good rice.
Oh god! But yeah, I think. How can we overcome that story as well? You can't,
bro.
I wouldn't believe you. If I bet money,
bro,
I wouldn't believe.
When I put my heart, like that, the shirt like kid.
But what did you do with the beard?
Because that day it was shaved.
You shaved?
Yeah, the guy just said to me, shaved everything.
But you can't shave your shirt.
Shave everything. Everything.
Oh, clean.
I shaved.
Oh, clean.
That's why.
Oh, God.
Bro, I'm sure there's a law, like, you might get arrested or something. Like, it should be.
I'm sure.
No, it should be, bro.
I need
like,
to ask a question.
If it's in
public, I don't know if I should ask a question.
Wait. Look at me.
Yeah.
Don't ask it. Because I know what you're thinking. Like, don't ask it.
Better not to ask.
No. Just leave it.
I know. You know what I'm thinking.
Yeah, so
you know.
Just leave
it's
it.
Better not to.
Yeah, some things is better not said.
Yeah.
Well, why?
That, just
you will go deep.
No.
In my head, I'm like, I need.
No.
If you know what it is, put in the comments.
Yeah. We just know you did wrong.
Yeah,
I know.
Was wrong.
You did wrong.
I know. You did wrong.
Because we're judging you now.
Because we're not saying you were.
No, but no. Like, if the guy got paid, I would understand. Yeah. But, you know, if you're doing it for free, bro, why would you risk
bro,
it?
But it was like.
But to be honest, okay, for his defense, I remember, especially in Portugal, when I was 10, I used to have guys that he was like 18 in the same class.
This is true. Only recently,
they start saying, because, I mean, there's some dumb guys, you know, I mean, they used to call it chumbar, that he's failed in the same year.
Yeah, failed in the same year.
That's not popular.
I did a lot. I did, but I was like purposely. Like was I got every single year they put me on the worst class of the school.
Why?
Like the bad guys, all the bad guys on the same class.
Oh yeah.
Can you imagine?
You mean dumb or bad?
Both.
No. But to be honest, bro. To be honest with you, when I was like focus and say, oh, I'm gonna pass this year. I was taking like very good
grades.
But when I was like just saying, you know what, I'm just going to school to get girls or to have a fun with my mates, go out.
So how many years did you stay behind?
I did like 3 times. Yeah. The first time I did, I said to my mom before we start the school, I said to my mom, I'm gonna miss this year. Yeah. I said,
stop right there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fail this year.
My mom, she's still saying this today.
Hold on.
Saying.
You've been brave enough to go to an African mom and say, I'm gonna fail.
Yeah.
I'm gonna waste your money this year.
You know why? Because my brother.
Which one?
The one is in Portugal, yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He came from Africa on that time. And I said, you know what? You know, when you come from Africa.
Yeah.
Even if you're already on the year 5, for example,
they put you in the year three.
They don't put you in year 5.
Down.
You like yeah, that, yeah. So my brother was delayed. So I said, you know what? I said to my mom, I'm gonna wait for my brother. So I don't care. This is education.
Because his brother is this.
I'm not gonna leave this. This school.
So you
and
said,
I leave my brother.
Let me
so.
Get late in life so I can go to the same class with my brother.
Bro, in Portugal, we are crazy.
That's actually cool. I think the worst, I got a friend that he's been the worst. When I used to be, I was in year, I think it was equivalent to year 5 year five in school, are probably at that year, you need to be around age, let's say between 10. If you fail 1 year, you might be 11. 10, 11.
Yeah.
If you very early, maybe 9. But normally, that's the age. The guy was in the same class as me, and the guy was 17.
Nah, that 17. Never happened with me.
17. I was failed so many.
And how old did you say you was?
The guy was 17, and I was maybe 10.
But bro, that's crazy. Me, for example, I was in the same class with maybe, I was 17, and the guys was 15, yeah, you know?
But this guy, but that's funny thing.
Yeah.
The like thing, this. The thing is, I remember, and it was so because that was the normality.
Yeah.
But I think 2 years after they changed the rules because they realized it was creating a lot of problems. But that kid, he was failing in the same year. I think it was year six. He was failing in the same year over and over again. And you know what was the worst thing? And end of the year, I passed 3 years 7. The guy failing. And the thing is,
would they not stop? Like, let's say if you're in year six, you fail. 3 years, they would just say, you know what, just
the rule at that time it was you fail, and then by the time you get 18 they say out.
But
why would they not just do like night school for them?
Yes, but only after 18.
Yeah,
only after 18. And it was so bad because I remember there was this lecture, this teacher, and she was quite young, to be honest. She was very, very nice.
Be careful. Nice. I'm very nice. Nice.
And I was
what very nice mean for you?
She meant she was nice. She was nice. She was nice. I mean, let's. Okay,
good
let's
teacher.
Keep it halal.
Okay. She was attractive. Let's say it that way. But basically.
So, she nice personality.
Yeah.
Attractive personality, of course.
Just a personality.
Both.
Okay.
In and out.
I'm just trying to get him in trouble for later.
Keep pushing. Let me go. But basically, she was quite young because I feel like she finished university quite early. Yeah. So probably she was maybe 23, 24. Damn. So she finished quite early.
And the guy was 17.
And the guy was 17. So it was like, I felt like there was a time, and the culture in Portugal is, if you have something in your mind, you say it. People in Portugal, they don't.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. They don't.
They'll tell you.
I've been called fat by your auntie.
They tell you.
I was kind of. Yes, I remember. I was a kind of kid like going to the director office. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I been bad at school. Yeah. For some
trouble.
I was in trouble, and then they called me to the director office, and the director tried to slap me. And then I said, if you slap me, I'm going to slap you back. Like, damn. I was like this kind of kid when I was a kid. I was like, damn. I don't care, you know?
I thought you're Christian. You're supposed to give the other cheek.
Yeah, but
you're in Portugal, man.
Bro, but in Portugal, I don't know. We live, our lives is like.
He's like, yeah.
He's talking about, so my first time I went to Portugal. So when we finished university, your auntie, she came over.
Yeah,
was
yeah,
your auntie, yeah. She saw me back in uni. I was not like slim, you know, everything.
Yeah.
So after 4 or 5 years, we went to Portugal for a project. It was a filming project, me and Nikolai. So we went to Nikolai's house. The same auntie that I met in the UK, she came over. You know what the first thing she said to me? When she came in, she opened the door and she just looked, why are you so fat?
I'm like, yeah, definitely. In Portugal, he's like,
I don't like say hi. How are you?
In Portugal, he's like, why are you like that? In bro, in Portugal, he's like this. He's like,
say hi first.
Yeah, No. She didn't even ask if you are okay. She was straight away hit. Like,
yeah, in Portugal, he's like this.
Why? What
is this? This is why many times I prefer stay at home. And let my family go to the party.
Yeah, just go. I'm not coming.
Because they know what's going to happen there. You know?
Because imagine, I mean, me and all we cousins, and let's say every year that he fail in class.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Family party. Forget it.
You're going to get roasted.
Even your broke-ass uncle.
Everybody starts touching you.
What are you doing?
They will come to you and act like they're very successful. Like,
yeah, what happened with you?
Fell?
You fell?
And you ask, yeah, what about you? No. You are the kid now. You yeah, fell in school. You're gonna be failing life. What about you? No. You're gonna be.
And you know what? It was messed up. I don't know if it's the same with you guys. Every time I used to ask my dad, because my dad, I think he only did like till year 8, year 9, that's all he studied.
Yeah.
I was asking him, he was like, all the time I was bad in school, I was like, why are you so bad? Why are you not smart? Why are you not passing? I was like, Dad, you know, you quit when you're 8. He was like, oh, you don't understand my days. Like, I had to walk 20 miles to school. There was no food.
No food. I had to start work.
I was working 6 in the morning till 9, then go to school, then come back, work till 12 at night. I was like, what the hell life were you living like?
I think they got a point in the sense because you was harder, but at the same time, there is people that still did it.
Other people do it.
So what is your excuses now? Look at his neighbor.
Look at my dad's friend. He's done it.
He's
a doctor. He's not a doctor.
The same situation as you.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
they're like, oh, what? You're going to go there now?
Bro, at school, I was...
pretty bad. But let me finish this story. I can't even finish the story. But basically, so there was a time we were in class.
And the teacher,
with an attractive teacher. And then she looked at the student because basically she said to all the students, you got to do your homework. Because again, he's year 5. You meant to be 11. You know what I mean? Five. You meant to be a kid. The guy was... young adult, you know, 17. And she was like, I don't understand why I need to be dealing with grown-ass men. He cried. But then I'm thinking, if you really got offended, would you know?
Why, you know, study? Yeah, no and study. Pass. Yeah, yeah,
make
yeah,
sure
yeah,
no one yeah, tell you. Yeah. But that was the
well, reality. You know, if that was in the UK, the guy would say, oh, I got some disabilities, like... You know, they come up with some
bro,
stuff.
I know some guys, because they were old at school. You know, they passed with only one positive subject, bro.
You know, like, teachers used to do that.
Yeah, because they, take him out. Like in Portugal, I don't know just about go, here. Bro. I don't know about here, but in Portugal, we have like maths, we have geography, we have a lot of...
From all of
yeah, we have like 15.
You go at 9 a.m., 8 a.m.
We have like 15 different topics.
Like science, math,
English, like that. Spanish, yeah. And then the guy passed with negative and everything. How he possible?
He fell.
The teacher was just like, you know, let this one go. Someone else's problem.
But that was the reality because especially when you look at those... all of those that are really bad in class, often, not all, some of them are just really dumb, but some, they were just like criminals in the sense, you know?
These kind of people I'm saying to you, it's like, they are crazy people.
Crazy, you know what I mean? Bringing knives to school and stuff like that.
Yeah, but robbing the guy, robbing another kids, you know?
Of course, the guy's 17 robbing a 9-year-old.
You know, the worst thing he happened as well, it was the story of a guy. He was kind of our age. He was around, at that time, he probably were 12. We were 12, and the guy was 12 as well. But we used to study with the guy that he was already 18. 18, 19. He was a little bit older, but he used to study and play with us in the same class. He was another intelligent person. we call it Shunga, but he was like a guy that is kind
of... like a roof.
He was a rough guy.
Roof. Yeah, like a rough guy. Like a rough guy.
He was kind of a rough
like
guy.
Like these guys you see in Bolton Townsend.
Okay. Hey. But basically, I think that guy was good. It was a little bit of a playboy.
With a 12-year-old?
No.
Oh, okay.
So the 12 years old had a mom that she was quite young. Yeah. And she was...
Nice.
And that 18 years old, I think she was maybe 28, 29.
Yeah.
end up dating. So basically, there was a time that we played football and his team lost of that guy. It was another adult playing with kids. But anyway, and we start joking because that's what we do. If we win the game, we will
greet. Yeah, we're going to bully you.
We'll bully you. That was the normality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the guy turned around and said, yeah, but I'm still banging your mom. And he was. She was dating him. She was dating the
damn, because that's some deep shit.
Yeah, he used to study with us, but he was 18, roughly 17, 18. The mom was 20, 29. Yeah, they were dating. And the guy kid crying that day. It was pretty bad, but yeah.
Well, how really? What are you going to say back to that? You can't say shit.
Yeah, you can't say
what you got to say.
You just cry. Yeah, you just cry. You can't even say it's a lie. No, it's true. It's true. It's true. It didn't
tell the end.
And you're like, why, mom? Why are you dating?
Wow. Well, that's messed up on the mom.
That's messed up on the mom.
Like, why the fuck would you put your son in that situation? That's some fucked up situation.
Maybe
she
was lonely. And
I don't give a shit how lonely you are. You don't fuck with that lifestyle.
Yeah. You shouldn't do it.
That's messed up. Wow. How long we got, bro?
Yeah, I think for this podcast, it's pretty much, it's 4 minutes. It's 4 minutes left.
So let's talk about what we're gonna do in the future with the podcast. Like,
why should people listen to us?
Yeah, why should the people listen to us? Like, what is it? Like, in the future, I know what I wanna do. I wanna.
What is it that you wanna do, bitch?
Like, in the future, I wanna bring some people in. Okay. Like, I wanna bring a doctor. Someone homeless. That's in the gym. Homeless. You know, he just gives... Yeah, homeless guy. Yeah. I've been trying to bring this homeless guy for ages. I want to interview a bunch of smart people who's smarter than us in their own subject, trying to get something useful out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, bring a homeless guy. Yo, why are you homeless? What happened to you? So we can learn something through... that homeless person
experience
so we don't go down that road. Who's good with money, like a good accountant, good rich guy, business guy, someone bringing him, asking questions, you know what I mean?
I want
the people to be like a part of us. Like, three of us sat down here, but I want, like, the audience to literally, like, be a part of us. Like, they can send us messages, comments, subjects they want to talk about. Even with a lot of mental health, you know, like a lot of people feeling, especially that we're coming up to New Year and Christmas, all these, like, serious, whoever is lonely, like, feeling any depression, just message us. I will actually talk to them.
Yeah.
You know, like, we do literally care. It's not just us having fun, like...
Why are you laughing?
I'm talking serious shit.
Because the first time you've seen this guy saying something nice.
I mean it genuine.
I'm getting emotional.
I mean it serious. Like, I want bro's podcast. We don't care how many views we get, followers. We only care, like, even if, like, let's say one person in the world benefits from us.
Yeah.
Or we can help them. That means like a million views for us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, we're not just here for like all the views for this. It'd be nice to have, you know, like, because you need some income to, you know, to keep this going. I'm not asking for money. Look, hey. No.
Just PayPal.
I'm not asking for that.
Yeah. You know, Saninka. We do now.
No. Listen to me. No, but obviously, even charities, they're getting money in. I'm not asking for money. Like, all the way they can sponsor us, it's just
you're getting one.
Just like it, share it, comment. You know what I mean. It doesn't cost you anything, but we do actually care. Like, you know, jokes aside.
Yeah.
That's the only reason we started this podcast,
to help.
Yeah,
the people.
To help. Yeah, to give.
To give something to the people.
Yeah, I was going to say but we don't have anything to give.
What is it that you have to give to the people?
Like, good, like he said, if you speak with an homeless guy, he's probably going to teach something, or he's going to say something. Yeah.
Not even that, bro. Some people are lonely, you know. Like us, talking half an hour, just making them laugh. that, you know, or like, you don't know, it can mean something.
Or for example, you can speak with someone who was in depression.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
then maybe help.
Sometimes I feel like I'm in depression.
We can be your friends.
Even take a serious shit.
I'm not joking. You know, when you pay all of those bills, I feel depressed. It's like an easy voice to pay this.
Serious. I took someone talks to every month when I pay my rent. That didn't take a minute. It's like,
bro, he's depressed.
Should they bring or not? I always phone him straight. Hey, Nicholas, this motherfucker bill has come again.
Should they bring or not?
Comes on time. What
there is a day in the month that we're like,
you know, no, which one is worse. Like this. You know what, which one is worse?
Yeah.
When he's direct debit.
You don't even feel it.
But you got the notification, the bank notification. Yeah. And you can't tell me.
You always double check it.
Yeah, you always do like, yeah, yeah.
What the hell is this? And you put face like,
No.
Is that really not mad?
But keep it real, keep it real.
Yeah, carry on.
These times are difficult times for people. For us too, it's not just the people. True. So that's what I wanna, you know, say. What do you guys wanna say, or do you want?
I think I agree with you. I think for me, I think the podcast is a moment to talk, is a moment to have fun. You know what I mean? Talk about things that are real, but at the same time, if the information, if what we share, engage and is relevant for the people, don't just. There is a lot of things we're not to talk about that might not be any value. But if there is things that has some value, you know what I mean, to use it, take advantage, reach out as well. Because
reach out. That's people. What I was thinking. Yeah, for anything, people. Literally anything, reach out.
If you want to be part of the podcast, reach out.
So subscribe.
Reach out.
So subscribe.
Yeah.
And comment below.
Yeah. Come on, man. All right, okay, like one thing.
And then
fast.
A lot of shit we
say here might offend people, okay? We're not saying it to offend you. We're just saying it as like a banter, as a, you know, a joke.
Yeah.
So
jokes,
if we talk
jokes.
About anything, like deep down, we're just messing about. We don't actually mean it. So
it's true.
It's just bros podcast.
Yeah, it's just bros podcast talking shit. Bye.
About the
bye.
School I was.
Bro, it was bye before.
That's it. Bye. 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 Bye.